following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And all I'm thinking about is a couple of women that can literally battle it out in the octagon. And it's not Ronda Rousey on top this time. So I'll tell you what, man, this Holly Holm chick, she's just flat out knocked Ronda Rousey out. And that was something that a lot of people could not have ever thunk or imagined. But it happened. And that's why, my friends, they play the games in general. That's why they play the college football games. That's why they play the NFL football games. That's why they play the NBA basketball games. Because you never know what could happen when you think somebody's so much better than the other person. Well, sometimes things don't happen out the way that people think they do, and Ronda Rousey in a shocker goes down. We don't talk a lot of UFC on the show, Jeff, but that had to be something that was on your mind to a certain degree, and I know you're not that into UFC in general.
Yeah, but the expectations. I mean, we're in Buster Douglas over Tyson territory with this the upset, even though it's earlier in her career. So lots to talk about today. Great day of college football on Saturday.
Absolutely. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. Tons to talk about in the sports world. We're going to get to it on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at a store near you or twiningsusa.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world. We do want thoughts. We do want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, just a few moments. Let's talk a little bit about that UFC extravaganza, 193, Rousey and Holm. Just what we wouldn't have expected, but again, that's why I said we play the games because we don't know what's going to happen, and anything can happen. And Saturday night was a perfect example of why we play the games or go to the events or whatever, because Ronda Rousey, a huge favorite, I think it was like 800 to 1 or something like that. So if you were to have put up $100 on Holly, you would have taken back 800. So she was a huge underdog. But I'll tell you what, man, dangerous feet, dangerous hands, and Ronda Rousey felt the pain.
Yeah. Hey, Dorf, before I get out of the starting gates here, I want to, you know, send my thoughts and prayers out to everybody dealing with these Paris attacks. I think that it's, you know, it's big news in the world. But I do want to respond
I second that as well, buddy.
Yeah. To not spend too much time on it and to respond to your, to your setup there about Rousey, it's amazing, you know, in defeat and the expectation of victory, what she's been able to do for this sport on the female side. I think that it's probably the most watched female sport, you know, among certain demographics that you didn't have previously for any, you know, women's sport, let alone hand-to-hand combat. So, you know, big recognition to every, you know, the ambassador, you know, that she's been for the sport and for female athletes in general. I think it's a great thing. As far as this fight goes down, I mean, you gotta do it. You gotta duke it out. You gotta get it in the ring. And oh, this Holly Holm, she's something else. I mean, I think that she just takes the torch and runs with it. I don't think this is like the end of Tiger's career, and you're kind of hanging on by guys like Spieth and Justin Rose and people like that.
You know what I found interesting? I don't know if you caught this earlier in the week, but Oscar De La Hoya has a boxing magazine, and Floyd Mayweather was very unhappy with the cover of the magazine, which had Ronda Rousey on it. And I think that, you know, the real problem for Mayweather was the fact that this is a boxing magazine and Ronda Rousey is a UFC fighter. But ultimately, I think what De La Hoya was trying to do was just bring recognition to the fact that women are pretty crafty and can fight, and Ronda Rousey has been huge for the sport of UFC. So did you see anything on this? Do you have any idea of what I'm talking about?
I caught a little bit about De La Hoya's magazine, you know, stirring up controversy with Floyd. You know, it's funny. I don't think that Floyd Mayweather has the character to be this, you know, to be that voice, to, you know, to be the beacon that brings you dispute between the old sweet science and the new, you know, and the new no holds barred, you know, fighting in the octagon. I think that you know, I think that somebody else from boxing needs to step up and be that person that voices the opinion against it. But, you know, is it even wrong? I mean, you know, doesn't De La Hoya's magazine have the right to, you know, present art in whatever form they need to?
I would assume, yeah. And I think, again, I think it was somewhat classy on De La Hoya's part, you know, to let the – you know, the public realize and see that there is a woman out there that is a real badass. And, you know, now we've got two women that are complete badasses, and it's awesome. I mean, look, at the same time, I can see the jealousy from Mayweather. You know, the guy's got more money than he knows what to do with. A couple of weeks back, I believe he was going to some nightclub and he had $50,000 on him. And, you know, look, this is just, this guy wants to be in the limelight, and Ronda Rousey deserves anything and everything that other people give her and the respect that they show her. And now Holly Holm is probably going to be along with it. So,
well, let me ask you this. How long is it before Dana White gets these two ladies back in the ring together? I mean, isn't that the next big fight in women's UFC?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Everyone would love to see it. And I'll be honest, Rousey would probably really want to get in there. After the press conferences there on Saturday night, she wasn't even talking. She wouldn't go to the press conference. So, you know, is she a sore loser? Maybe a little bit. Did the expectations get to her? Probably a little bit, too. You know, so there's always good and there's always bad when you win or you lose. And you know what? She's got to deal with it. She's going to come back and she'll be stronger and probably better than ever. But truth be told, there's not one. There's two women that can really fight. And, you know, people got to see it on Saturday night with this Holly Holm.
Well, hey, let me shift gears with you because, yeah. You know, we got a little bit, you know, we could have had a little bit of a thing going on Friday night or Saturday night when the Bucks took on the Cavaliers. I thought that the, you know, double overtime 3-point victory for the Milwaukee Bucks in this young season. I think that, you know, despite the fact that Cleveland was coming off a back to back and they're not, you know, 100% whole yet, I think that the Bucks really, you know, demonstrated that they're a team to be reckoned with in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, it's such a quick turnaround, but they've got the players. They've got, you know, they don't have the star power, but they have a lot of very good there up in Milwaukee. That's an impressive basketball team.
Look, man, I mean, what you got to see was the first time that pretty much all their guys were out there. And, you know, the real big addition, if you ask me, has been the Moose, Greg Monroe in the middle, giving them a low post presence, a guy that can score down there, a guy that can rebound the ball. We know what Giannis is going to do. The Greek Freak is a really unbelievable player just budding right before our eyes. And you know what, Jabari Parker coming back off the injury, the Bucks are fine, man. They really are. And got off to a little bit of a slow start, lost the first three, and now they're back to 500 at 5-5. But ultimately, yeah, that was a huge win, beating the Cleveland Cavaliers double overtime. Doesn't usually happen like that, does it?
Oh, not at all. And you know, you can't say enough about the play of the big man, you know, who played, you know, started his career with the Pistons. He goes over the Milwaukee Bucks, and I think that's what you need to beat Cleveland. Isn't it funny how Georgetown has been a factory for centers over the years, Twin Monroe and Hibbert, and, you know, going back to Ewing and Olajuwon. It's just incredible. You can name 15 big men, and like 8 of them will come from Georgetown. But I think that, you know, now that the Bucks are together, they get this year to develop chemistry. Everybody says the regular season's nonsense and it's useless, but it's a chance for young teams like Milwaukee to gel and come together and maybe put together a four game combination of upsets and be able to upset a team like Cleveland in the playoffs. I think that the regular season really puts some of those middle tier teams and teams on the cusp teams like really in the spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on in the NBA when you really think about it, with how poorly Kobe Bryant is playing. Everybody talking about how they want him to retire. And, you know, at the Mavericks played the Clippers earlier in the week when DeAndre Jordan made his return back to Dallas, because obviously we know what happened in the offseason. You know, there was something that was really interesting said that night by Jeff Van Gundy. And I'll be honest with you, man. I think Jeff Van Gundy hit the nail right on the head, and people in the media the next day were talking about him being out of line with his comments. I actually think he was so spot on, and these other people in the media were jealous that they didn't come up with this thought, so they spun it on him. No, I'm being serious, man. I really think his take was right on the money. Basically, what he said in a nutshell was that DeAndre Jordan made a verbal agreement with the Dallas Cowboys and decided to change
the Mavericks. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, with the Mavericks, but you know where I'm going. And then obviously he's talking about Greg Hardy for the Dallas Cowboys being a guy that people support and love and want to cheer on. How in the world can they have this double standard? In all honesty, I totally have Jeff Van Gundy's back on this one. I thought he was right on the money with what he said. And then you have people saying to him, hey, you're out of line with your comments. Well, I don't think so. Real quick, because I know we're up against it.
Yeah, well, you know, nobody really wants to see that behind the scenes. Go Van Gundy for those comments. I mean, he was spot on, but nobody wants to be told how to be a fan, and I think that that's where the point of offense is going to hit. So nobody's going to blame Van Gundy. I don't really care about the backlash.
All right, on the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We're going to break down what's going on in, well, maybe even Major League Baseball and some NHL hockey, because obviously the season is time. So anyways, keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Winter is almost upon us, so it's time to make sure your home's interior is ready. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a checklist to help you get it done right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Tough as Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. Here's a quick checklist to make sure your home's interior is ready for winter. First, make sure water pipes in unheated areas are properly insulated to protect against freezing and to save energy. You can find inexpensive foam pipe insulation in 3 to 6 foot lengths at your local home center. Next, make sure your fireplace and chimney have been properly cleaned and checked. This is a job for a professional chimney inspector. You should also have your furnace checked by a pro. An oil burning unit, heat pump, or radiator should be inspected annually. A gas or electric furnace should be inspected about every 2 to 3 years. Finally, this is also a great time to drain your water heater to remove sediment from the bottom of the tank, making the unit last longer and run more efficiently. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
We'll be right back.
everybody. Welcome back. A little bit of rush because obviously we're going to Canada and we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Morning, Jeff. Doing well, thanks. How about the two of you?
You know, a lot happening in the sports world, man. We're never at a loss for things going on in the world in general. You know, it is what it is with what's happening over there in Paris and whatnot, but we don't want to dwell on that because we want to talk about sports more than anything. But, you know, the world is the world, and we live in it, and we just try to – I don't necessarily say I just try to get by. Actually, I try to live, and I try to enjoy, and I try to have a lot of fun with what I do. I'm not just getting by. So, again, it is what it is, but great to have you on the program this morning, John.
Thank you. Always great to join you guys. One of the highlights of my week, a chance to chat with you about sports and get away from some of the nasty things that we see happening in the world every day, as you've just atoned to.
Hey, John, you know, I got out to the hockey arena the other night. I'm really in the spirit of the season. You know, my Coyotes are suddenly fun to watch. Yeah, a lot of young talent there. You know, and they are beating up on some lesser teams, but 9-7 out of the gate. That's not where I'm going to go, though, because they did play a game on Saturday night in Columbus, and Columbus hadn't won a home game. But with the coaching change, it really seems to be working. It's almost like Columbus can get back in the fold. Do you see that with the Blue Jackets?
Well, John Tortorella is probably the best way to describe Mr. Tortorella is that he's a short-term solution. You know, what's the old story that they used to have with Billy Martin? He was a 3-year act with a 5-year contract. I think Tortorella is probably the same thing. He has a very short shelf life. Much like Mike Keenan before him, he will do a good job there for a short period of time, and then the guys will just suddenly start to tune him out again, and it'll be time to move on. And I think the key for Tortorella is kind of holding his patience. If you remember that nasty incident when he was with Vancouver that eventually led to his dismissal from the Canucks when he went to the Calgary Flames dressing room at the end of the period and just basically went ballistic. You can't have that kind of stuff, especially amongst your leaders, especially amongst management. And I think at some point in time, Tortorella has to steady down. Whether he's at that point, we don't know. But certainly history is not on his side, Jeff. I suspect he's still probably a short-term solution in Ohio.
Hey, I want to go back to the Coyotes for a moment because, well, actually, you know, the Arizona Coyotes, I want to go back to them because they are having a pretty solid start to the season. I guess Jeff is right on lesser opponents, but we all know how that goes. You have to beat the bad teams to be any good in general. So that's a good sign. The fact that they have 19 points and are in the thick of things with L.A. and Vancouver and San Jose, how does that bode for this team moving forward? And are you surprised that Arizona's playing this well so quickly?
A little bit. You know, there's lots of good talent in Arizona. You know, you start with goaltending with Mike Smith. You've got Max Domi, Vermette. There's a lot of good talent with Arizona. They have to build carefully. I think that they've got a couple of things going against them, the biggest one being the uncertainty of ownership and the other one sort of being the climate in which they play. And the third one, I guess, is the fact that they're in what is probably the more competitive of the two conferences in terms of top-quality teams. You know, San Jose came out of the gate really, really quickly, and now they're sitting in ninth place, two spots behind Arizona. Chicago, up until last night, was out of the playoff picture. They were in ninth or tenth place in the conference, and all of a sudden they're back into it. And, you know, the top five teams in the Western Conference are all covered by a difference of 6 points. And, you know, positions second through fifth, they're all covered by 1 point. So they're in a very competitive conference. They're going to have to continue to play well, but certainly they're heading in the right direction. There's no question about that.
Hey, you know, I just have one follow-up. You know, I know you said something about, you know, location, whatever. I would think at this point it's pretty obvious that the NHL wants an NHL hockey team here in Arizona. Yes or no, John?
Oh, it's been that way for a long time. You know, Bettman has been, Commissioner Bettman has been very steadfast about that in his belief that hockey will survive in Arizona. I've never been a true believer of the fact that it's the right spot for a hockey team. But, you know, there's San Jose and Anaheim were probably in the same boat at one time, and it's amazing what winning brings to a market. I mean, there was a time before Wisniewski that the L.A. Kings were very much an outpost, and now that's a destination that a lot of good quality players want to go and play in, and the same thing with the Anaheim Ducks, same thing with Tampa Bay. So I think if the Coyotes can continue to play well and improve and win, especially with the Chicago and Detroit folks that migrate to Arizona either permanently or for the winter season, there's going to be some support there. But it's the old story, I think, guys, that it's a team that has to win in order to put butts in the seats. People are just not going to show up simply because there's a hockey team there.
Yeah, I agree with that on the attendance. I think that the location of the arena really makes it difficult for the target demographic here in the Phoenix metro area. But
good point.
You know, it's really grown the culture of the sport in defense of Arizona hockey. You know, we have Division I programs at Arizona State and the University of Arizona. You know, the number of sheets of ice that we've had in the state just for the young ones to play hockey has grown exponentially in just the 14 years that I've lived in Arizona. So, you know, its results are somewhat peripheral. But I believe with a downtown arena that they're proposing for the Suns and the Coyotes here in downtown Phoenix area, where the current Suns arena is, where the Chase Field is, the Diamondbacks ballpark. So I feel that we're going to grow, but it takes this young team that's going to be sustainable with guys like Duclair and Domi. As long as you can keep your situation stable and get those guys locked up long term once they hit their free agent period.
Yeah, that's definitely the key. You've probably heard me talk many times about one sport cities, and I've always been a believer that, with the exception of the big cities such as New York and Chicago, and perhaps Philadelphia to some extent, and perhaps Boston to some extent, most cities are one-sport towns. There's one team that is in town that no matter how good or how bad they are, they'll put butts in the seats. The other teams have to win. And St. Louis is a primary example. If the Cardinals went 1-161, they'd still sell out the stadium. But the Rams and the Blues have to win. And I think Phoenix is one of those cities that the hockey team has to win in order to put butts in the seats. It's no different than anywhere else. Winning tends to breed fans, and fans tend to breed spending of money, and spending of money tends to breed success, and it just keeps going, and it's like a snowball running downhill at that point.
Well, you know, we're getting to the point where people are moving here. People are actually raising their families here, not just coming here when they retire. So, you know, our population, you know, here in Arizona is about to change. We're about to get our first generation of kids that were born at the beginning of the Diamondbacks era, and in the beginning of the Coyotes era, you know, here in Arizona. So I feel that as these kids grow up with these teams, it's going to be less about the transplants filling the arena and more the the 20 somethings here as those franchises get approach their 20th year here in the valley.
Yeah, well, Austin Matthews being the classic example there. Here's a kid that's raised in the Phoenix area and is projected as being one of the top draft picks in the NHL draft next year. Applying his trade in Switzerland right now in a men's league and not embarrassing himself by any stretch of the imagination, from what I understand. So, I think it's one of those things that it's a generation thing, and it's good to see it progressing the way that it is. And to your point, Jeff, we all know that the market in Phoenix is changing big time. It's a much different city than it was 15 or 20 years ago. And as you know, I spend a couple of weeks in Arizona every spring, and I've noticed that difference over that 15 years. It's a much different town now than I first started visiting.
No, that's absolutely true. I've been here the longest out of any of us, I guess. I've been here for a little over 20 years now, so it's definitely grown crazy in the 20 years that I've been here. And yeah, I think Jeff hit a good point. You know, the sports are so young here that tradition and history really haven't totally taken off yet, and we'll see how things happen in the next 20 years or so. But John, we're up against it. Is there anything we need to know about what's going on in baseball at this moment, or is everything kind of quiet right now?
Well, I think the thing that's surprising me is some of these moves the Atlanta Braves are making. To me, you know, they're talking about building around young pitching, and they're certainly picking up prospects. But when I look at the quality players that they've traded over the last 12 months or so, you know, Simmons, Kimbrel, Justin Upton, Jason Heyward, to me, they're all teams that are looking to rebuild and move into a new stadium in 17. That's yep. the kind of guys you should be keeping, and maybe they're getting great prospects back, and maybe those prospects will be around in 18 and 19, but it seems a very strange way to do it. And I also see that, you know, they're signing guys like Pruszynski and Nick Schwitzer yep. and Michael Bourne. Almost seems like the wrong way to go about rebuilding a team, but hey,
all right.
I'm not an MLB GM, I'm just a fan.
Sounds good. Hey, John, really appreciate it. We're up against it, so look forward to talking to you next week, buddy.
Yep. My pleasure as always. Look forward to chatting next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. On the other side, Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box. We'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles, like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with flooring deals that end this Tuesday. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can join us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Tons going on in the sports world. We've kind of already hit some NBA. We've hit some NHL hockey. We've been all around the gamut, to be honest with you. We just got done with John Poulter, our professor of sports. Seth Marenbloom, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm great. Beautiful morning today.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where you're sitting. Are you somewhere in Missouri? Is that where you are? Is that where you're at?
Yeah, I'm in a suburb of Kansas City, maybe 15 minutes north of the city in Liberty.
Sounds good, man. That's very solid. But obviously, each and every week we talk to you about college football. You do come to us from Campus Press Box. And this week is no different than any other week. Pretty interesting what happened. Clemson, they're the new number one team. They didn't really disappoint. It was close early, but then they showed who they really are, yes or no?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they Clemson may be if not one of maybe the most consistent team that we have in college football right now, really from, you know, day one of the season up until this point. They've just taken care of their business week in and week out.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, they have definitely handled their business week in and week out. Clemson, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I've been saying to this you for a few weeks, I think they're a very good football team, and they have yet to disappoint us.
Yeah, I mean, I think most of all, everybody knows about the offense, and you know, the offense gets talked about. The defense is beginning to get talked about a little bit that Brent Venables has put together there, but I think that defense is still taking more of a backseat to the offense than it should. You know, they've had a few close games. You know, I'm thinking about that Notre Dame game in particular. And you know, if they don't have a top-notch defense, you know, they may not be squeaking a game like that out. And I think that defense led by Venables should be getting more publicity than it really is right now.
It's a good point. Jeff, go ahead, fire away at Seth.
Well, you know, I think that the way that Syracuse has played LSU and Clemson at home this year, you know, you never want to, you know, spend too much time complimenting close losses, but I think that Scott Schaefer's got that Syracuse program going in the right direction. They've been a train wreck at quarterback. The ACC is a lot more difficult than the old Big East was for the Orange there. I think that it's interesting to see some teams in the middle of the pack. I think we focus so much on the top 10 teams that we forget to watch the Wisconsins. We forget to watch the three-loss teams. I mean, I thought that the end of that Missouri BYU game in your neck of the woods there in Kansas City, you know, I really thought that was one of those things with Pinkel retiring that somewhat transcended sports and, you know, got us into real life.
Yeah, I'll start with your Syracuse point, Jeff. You know, yeah, it's tough to applaud too much, you know, the close losses, but you know, for a team like Syracuse, who, you know, they're trying to get some traction, you know, those close losses can do a lot for the psyche, you know, of the players, and can go a long way towards you know kind of proving to those players what the coaches, I'm sure, have been telling them, that no, we're on the right track, we're moving in the right direction, you know, we're kind of that proverbial 1 year away. And I think when a team like Syracuse goes up against the big boys like they've done and plays them close, I think that bodes well for them. Now, you know, they have to turn these close losses into wins next season, but I think it certainly instills the confidence that the coaches are going after with them. You know, as for that Missouri game and BYU, I agree with what you're saying, Jeff. I wasn't as optimistic as maybe you were that Missouri was going to win that game, just because you know, the offense just has struggled so much this year. But That offense against BYU last night gave Tiger fans more hope than we have seen out of that unit all season long.
Let me ask you this, Seth. With everything that happened there at Missouri, people stepping down and players quitting and this and that and the other, how are things there on the campus? Do you have any idea?
I don't have any definitive idea. I can only speak to how I am interpreting the story as it unfolds. And that's a big thing, a big point with this. It's continuing to unfold. And so I think there's more of a fractured locker room there in Colombia than people may realize. And I think this has a little bit more to do with Pinkel deciding to step down at the end of this year than people are willing to admit. Yes, he has cancer. That I'm not taking anything away from that, you know, but you know, he said even with the cancer, he's in really good health, so he could probably continue to coach. You know, I say the story continues to unfold because Friday, their strength and conditioning coach, Dr. Pat Ivey, went on the Bruce Feldman podcast. I believe it's called The Audible. And what I heard him say on that podcast with Feldman, you know, really, really leads me to believe that there is still so much more going on there than, you know, the public really understood. And I think it'll be interesting to see how all of this plays out as it's attached to the athletic director, Mac Rhodes, hiring Pinkel's replacement.
Yeah, I just think it's an awful, ugly situation there at Missouri. And, you know, hopefully things will right itself. And people got to realize this is a pretty serious issue, and it's not going away. So the quicker you deal with it, the better. And the more you can educate people and help them, I think that's also the better too, Seth.
Yes, yes. And, I mean, I think, you know, just to kind of soften the edges on what my last comment was, it may be difficult to get that right hire at Missouri for Mac Rhodes and that football program. You know, but I think, you know, for the candidates looking at the job, I hope that they are aware that this situation is not solely happening on the campus in Columbia, Missouri. These protests and this push for activism is happening across the country. It's happening at University of Southern California right now. It's happening at University of Kansas. You know, so if coaches want to move up in the coaching ranks, I don't think it's wise for them to use situations like this as a determining factor one way or the other towards accepting the job or declining it.
Yeah, and no, I think that's a good point. Seth Marenbloom joining us from Campus Press Box. Let's kind of keep moving on here. Alabama, Mississippi State, Alabama handles them pretty easily. Ohio State handles Illinois, but somewhat lackluster, if you will. Notre Dame gets it done. Everybody in the top four wins will stay that way.
Yeah, I mean, everybody in the top four wins, and it just keeps on trucking down the road. You know, everybody beneath the top four, like the seven through ten, you know, five through ten, that range, it's just a complete cluster right now. I was putting together my top ten ranking for Campus Press Box, and you know, past that top four, I had no clue where to rank any of them.
Hey, Seth, did Oklahoma write the blueprint for, you know, how you shut down this, what we're seeing in the Big 12? I mean, you know, not to take anything away from the freshman Stidham. He's done great in relief of Seth, you know, of Seth Russell there. But yeah, it just comes to a point where you have to find one of these teams from the Big 12 and go with it. And with their schedule so backloaded, we haven't seen much from anybody. I think that I'm almost willing to chalk that Texas, you know, that loss to Texas at the Cotton Bowl up to the same thing as Alabama's loss, you know, in Oxford. That, you know, evaluate what they've been able to do outside of that loss. And yeah, I think that Oklahoma probably belongs, not on the inside just yet, but, you know, maybe at five or six, kind of, you know, just waiting for the next top four team to stumble.
Well, and let me just throw something in there, too. Think about Iowa when you're talking about this, because, you know, they're the number five team in the country, and they were barely able to handle the Minnesota Golden Gophers. So what does that say about them? They're getting a lot of love, and people are really high on them, but is Iowa really that good?
You know, do you think it potentially comes down to differentiating between in Oklahoma and in Iowa? And if that's the case, you know, I think Iowa is in the driver's seat when it comes down to a comparison between Oklahoma and Iowa, because I think fewer teams in the Big Ten as of today have really shot themselves in the foot. And number two, having that conference championship game in the Big Ten, I think, is going to help immensely as well, because you know we see teams shooting themselves in the foot left and right lately in the Big 12, which you know out of Oklahoma's control is not going to help them. But then you look at Iowa, and even if Ohio State just kind of squeaks by some of these opponents, they're winning, and they will get on in all likelihood get to that conference championship game in the Big Ten and play Iowa, and I think that starts to really push Iowa's resume to the top, because we're assuming that they're going to play an undefeated Ohio State team, and that looks good, really good on paper on the resume if they beat them, and it certainly helps their strength of schedule also. And I think, you know, Oklahoma has to be really leery of Bob Stoops' alma mater, the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, and then think about Stanford after going down to Oregon, Oklahoma State. We've been talking about them, man. They are like fighting with fire each and every week, yes or no?
Oh, yeah. I think the same can be said for a lot of teams, you know, that fighting with fire idea. It's a real roll of the dice for any team at this point. And, you know, I mean, I think I can say this for the Oklahoma Baylor game. You know, this, I may be using too broad of a stroke with this comment across the board, but you know, this time of year, it's not only the teams that have the stockpile of talent that start to rise to the top, you know, but those teams that have the truly top-notch coaching, you see start to elevate themselves above the pack as well. And I think that was a component to that Oklahoma Baylor game as well. That, I mean, Briles has done an incredible job at Baylor. He's a great coach, but you know, Stoops has been on the stage more than a few times, and you know, a few times more than Briles has.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, you know, you're right when you make mention about coaches. Look at Alabama with Saban. You know, we were talking earlier about them early in the year that they weren't that good. All of a sudden, they really got things going. Quarterback plays much better. Everybody, they're rolling like they usually do, and they're definitely in the mix of things. The one team that's kind of surprising to me a little bit is Utah. We don't have a lot of time, but Utah blowing another game, and they're definitely going to be out of the top 10 this week.
Yeah, you know, been a whole pack, you know, Pac-12 after dark.
Yeah, great point.
You know, it's always crazy there when you're watching a game, you know, being played at midnight, you know, in all of the other time zones. I think something that will be interesting with Utah is their little slide. Will this make Kyle Whittingham look around at other jobs even a little bit more than he has in the past few years?
Great point. Hey, I hear the music. Means we're up against it. Love talking to you, Seth. Can't wait till next week, to be honest with you, brother.
Yeah, me too. It's always exciting.
Sounds great. Seth Merrenblum from Campus Press Box joins us each and every week. Does a great job of covering college football for us. Love talking to that guy, Jeff. Great addition, seriously, on a real serious note. But anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us, talking some NHL hockey. And then Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box, who joins us each and every week. Both those guys do to talk about their respective sports. Seth, obviously, college football. And then John, either Major League Baseball or NHL or a little bit of both, whatever we have time for. Speaking of which, coming up in hour number two, obviously Fred Wallen is going to join us, but we'll also have Steve Sparky Pfeiffer join us from WSSP in Milwaukee to talk to him a little bit about those Green Bay Packers and what's been happening with them a little bit. So a lot to come in hour number two as well, Jeff. But, man, we don't talk a lot about the association, so it's kind of good to get a little NBA basketball in there too. And I know that Fred will be chomping at the bit to talk a little bit about his dying Los Angeles Lakers and what's going on there. But kind of cool. We don't really talk a lot of NBA hoops on here, and every now and then it definitely is warranted for sure.
Yeah, and how about Golden State out of the chute there at 12-0? It's yeah, I don't know. I think we need to put the brakes on 72, but it's fun to watch right now.
Very fun to watch. And thinking about it, they're doing it without Steve Kerr. He's dealing with his problems and whatnot. And when he gets back, man, oh, man, they're going to be that much better, I would think, to be honest with you. So they're just good, man. They're just flat out good. They're fun to watch. Steph Curry is the most exciting guy in the NBA, maybe the most wanted to be played with player in the NBA at this moment too. So anyways, a lot going on in the sports world. Hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.